fell.
That didn't hurt me. Made me mad, you know, it's mute.
Now, you were a blacksmith. Did you have to look after a horse's feet?
No, I never did. I never was a horseshoer. I never did shoe a horse.
They used to have to trim their...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had regular tools for trimming the feet. Get the size, he'd get him a shoe, a horseshoe, and he'd go there and see what he had to do to it to make it fit that animal's foot, hoof. He'd go put it in the fire and get it shaped like he wanted. Try it on his foot there, and maybe burn the bottom of his foot just a little bit. Level it up. If he didn't do that, he had a rasp. His front feet, he'd just get, pull it up, he'd be to his side, he'd pull it up and get his straddle, pull it up between his knees, and he'd take a rasp and he'd smooth that hoof off and fit his shoe to it. I've seen him put them on that pretty hot just to get it, not to burn him, but just fit it.
Worse.
And then he'd get his back legs, he'd get back there, and sometimes he'd have a little trouble making him hold that back foot back.
Was each hoof the same?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Back feet might have been a little bigger than the front ones. Not too much difference.
So you had to trim all four hoofs?
Oh yeah. Some kind of snips or pinches, you know, and we cut that old tough. To get his hoof. There's a shoe nailed on him, and he'd go out with any sticking over, like, you know, just like trimming your toenails or something like that. He'd go around and clip off what he could, then he'd go around it with that rasp of a file outfit, rough, and smooth it off. Or maybe he had a kind of a knife outfit to smooth it off.
And you'd trim all four?
Yeah. Yeah, shape them up.
All four of what?
Hoof. Foot, feet, hoof, hoof.
Mm-hmm.
Hoofs.
Yeah.
Hooves.
You put your feet in the what? You put your feet when you're riding a horse.
Stirrup.
And you held on to the...
pommel.
Or did you have something that...
You had reins that you guided your horse with. Had the pommel, that's that knob up on your saddle there. That's what I'd call it, a pommel. Some people might call it something else.
Yeah.
Or maybe the back part of the way, your rump set might be the pommel. I'd call that the seat. That's the pommel where you hold to or put your reins around.
Did you have to, y'all used to herd your cattle up all the time and things like that?
When it was necessary.
Yeah. When a cow was going to have expecting a calf, she'd go back in the woods, say, when she was going to...
Yeah, go hide away from the others. Probably have to go hunt her up. Well, that cow's going to have a calf. Or she may be missing for a day. Then she'd come up. You could tell that she had found a baby calf. You may have to go hunt it. You'd follow her, see where she went. They're pretty wise about you, too. You gotta be got to sneak her. Don't let her know you're watching her.
When you're weaning a calf from its mother, the noise it would make, it would begin to...
Blate. Blate.
Yeah.
Moo.
You used to raise chickens here?
Got a gang of them out there right now.
That's right. What do you keep?
Guineas, chickens, and guineas. That's where my money goes.
What do you keep those guineas for? You can't eat them, can you?
Best watchdog in the world. They lay eggs. The egg's just as good as a hen egg.
Is it?
Yes, sir, man. I guarantee you take them guinea eggs, outside of the size of it, you take them scrambled, you ever eat any scrambled eggs? Scrambled up?
Uh-huh.
And fry them? I'll guarantee you can't tell the difference when they scramble. Cool.
Say, if I was to buy a guinea and put him in a house in Atlanta, you think he'd be a good watchdog there?
Well, you'd need a pair of them.
Two?
And you'd need two females and a male.
How much does a guinea cost?
Oh, you can get them cheap.
$5? $10?
Oh, my God, no. Not like a chicken. Unless you, somewhere, where it's a rarity.